Mark and Phil Everything is currently on display at the Dream Chasers Club. The show is a collaboration between artists Bricks and Cask that is about a couple of buddies, Mark the dog and Phil, a snake, who take spray cans and markers to everything they come across. The show is up through February 10th. Today, my guest is artist Bricks. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you.
So I know you and Cask now currently live in Austin, but Cask is your El Paso connection. Will you tell us about that?
That's correct. When Jam from Dream Chasers hit me up and asked me to have a show out there, Cask is a buddy of mine in the collective that I work with. And so he was the first person that came to mind as someone to share this experience with. So I hit him up, and he was excited about a road trip, and so we got to work.
So you have Mark the dog and Phil the snake. Is one of you one or the other, or how does that work?
Yeah, we sat around and we had a lot of chats about what we wanted to do with this show, and neither one of us, though both of us are character artists, neither one of us had ever attempted to like have a single character or a single focus or anything like that. So after like a lot of sitting around, I ended up choosing the dog to represent me. It's kind of like a lost dog type thing going on. And Cass chose the snake, and the whole like misperception, you know, people being afraid of snakes, the broad scope people being afraid or like having a misconception about it, that it's slimy or scary or what have you, but it actually being like, you know, just another creature of the wild.
Now, tell us about your medium, because it's marker and spray paint, and, you know, those two get a bad rap, but, you know, more and more you see it in the gallery world. You see those mediums in the gallery world. You see them embraced and you know, kind of moving on up in, you know, in the terms of appreciation of your medium. What is it for you about spray can and marker?
I've just always been drawn to those particular mediums. We both work just as well in acrylic, and the whole show is really multimedia, but trying to bridge that gap between something that's got the energy that we get excited about by like painting outdoors and painting on things out and about, but then trying to bring that same sort of vibe and excitement like to an indoor place.
Is it as exciting for you to paint for something inside as it is for outside, or is outside just where your heart is?
Man, honestly, yeah, outside is probably where my heart is. There's something about like being in the moment and like putting something down on the surface permanently. But I still like it's just a different aspect of the game by, you know, sitting down and like putting that time into conceptualization and like pouring in all this meaning and you know, like what are we trying to say, man? Like, how do we say it? And yada yada. So,
because I'm assuming, and maybe I'm wrong, when you're working outside, you have to work fast, and when you're working inside, maybe the time changes things.
It does. I know that there's quite a few artists that, like, I can't speak for everyone, but I know that there's quite a few that are capable of pouring that time and effort into, you know, smaller scale things with ease. But I find that for myself, like painting on large surfaces has made me work quickly. So even if I'm working on a smaller surface, like I still maintain like the same sort of intensity. I do the same stuff. It's just smaller, as opposed to really like spending that extra time or geeking out on some of those things in the way some other artists do.
How long have you been doing what you do?
Full time about 12 years now. But I've been drawing and painting since 25 years now.
You say, you know, working on smaller pieces, there's that thought. But then when you're working outside, it seems like all the thought happens before you get there. Or is that part of why you were able to work faster on larger surfaces?
I don't know if I have an answer for that question. A lot of the stuff that I'm doing outside, be it for a client, like a commission type thing, or just because it's a Sunday and we want to go for a hike and paint on stuff, in either case, I guess, like, I'm always kind of in a hurry. I akin myself to that white rabbit, you know. It's just like, there's never really any time for me to sit around and dilly-dally. So be it a large surface, I think I'm addicted to the spontaneity of the large surfaces, like unplanned things. But again, like, we try to bring like a sense of that to the show, even though it's months of thought and effort. But even that is with walls, you know, it's the same sort of thing where it's like, even though we paint quickly or do whatever it is quickly, there's months of thought, so much time and effort. And that's kind of like across the board for everyone, you know.
How did that process work between you and Cask? Did one of you start with one of your characters and give it to the other? Or did you conceptualize them, the pieces together and then just hit it? How did they come together?
Yeah, we did a lot of the conceptualizing together. And then we each kind of have the things that we're good at or better at, or that we enjoy doing. So there were a few pieces where I'd started off some of the layered things. There's an artist in Houston named Katie Mulholland, and she does this technique of putting layers and layers of paint and then grinding or sanding away. I don't know what she does, but it looks like she's sanding things away.
Yeah.
And I was just super inspired by that. And Cask and I had both had these long chats about like our year and what we'd been working on. And both of us had spent a lot of time sanding away rough edges, like kind of in life or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and getting back to that core of like what we were trying to do and what got us excited about why we do what we do. So I use that technique for the background, for some of these backgrounds, where it's just like layers and layers and layers and layers of coats. And then hours of sitting
removing
on my hands and knees, sanding it. Yeah, removing it.
Wow.
Little by little. But yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough for talking to us about your show. We've got Mark and Phil Everything currently on display at Dreams Chasers Club. It's going to be up through February 10th. And today, my guest has been artist Brix, who together with Cask put together Mark and Phil Everything. Thank you so much for joining me on State of the Arts.
Thank you so much.